Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Tuesday, June 2nd. While corn drifted along sideways, not a whole lot of action. And an inside day, we had wheat move lower and soybeans move higher. Let's first take a look at corn. July finished up 1 cent at 324 and a quarter. We're in now in between the 20-day moving average of 320 above that, but holding below the 50-day at 327 and a half. We can move above that 50-day moving average a couple days in a row. Maybe you see the funds accelerate some short covering on this position. They've got north of about 265,000 contracts. So we will have to see as the market moves sideways which way we break out. Taking a look at December corn, finished up 2 1/4 cents at 338. In the wheat, lower on the day with July Chicago wheat down 7 1/4 cents at 508. Kansas City July down 11 3/4 cents, 450 and 3/4. Minneapolis spring wheat finished the day down 4 3/4 cents, 516 and a half in the July contract there. So wheat was pressured by a few things. Forecast in the Black Sea region is some helpful rain coming in just ahead of harvest next week or so. Also, Egypt had a tender yesterday, was pretty light, all things considered, and it was also their first in a couple of months, so a little disappointing there. Again, the U.S. left out of that. And in the Kansas City wheat contract, this is the second day in a row now back below their 50-day moving average, which comes in at 464 and 3/4. So the high today, right around 464, couldn't get back above that, and technically a weak signal there. Not seeing a whole lot of help in that wheat contract from the break in the dollar. Traded down 14 ticks today to 97.68, was as low as 97.42. That's a full penny below that 200-day moving average of 98.40. But as long as we stay there, there is the possibility that the funds will start to turn around and pressure this market even lower. We'll see if that can help. Taking a look at soybeans, stronger on the day with July finishing up a dime at 850 and a half, put in a high at 856. 50-day moving average in the beans comes in about 852 and a half. So again, maybe testing that level to see if that would bring in any additional buying. We'll see if we can take another shot above there. And then if we can stay above that, maybe make a test of that high from the 11th of May at 861 and a quarter. That would bring in also some additional buying. November beans finished up 8 1/4 at 860 and a half. USDA did announce a sale this morning, 132,000 tons of beans to China. So after the announcement in the newspaper Sunday night in China about state-owned buyers refraining from buying beans and also pork products from the U.S., we've seen some purchases there. There's rumors that it was 3 cargoes sold out of the Pacific Northwest, and also China now looking around at beans to purchase for early fall. So as Brazil starts running out of their exportable bean supply, they've been really on a terror pace there with the exports. Also the dollar at a 3-month low and the Brazilian real getting stronger, a possibility that China is going to have to come to the U.S. whether they like it or not, becomes more real. So we will have to keep an eye on that. Maybe see the beans break out of this 25 cent range they've been in since early April, between 830 and 855. And outside markets, as I mentioned, you've got the dollar down 13 ticks at 97.68. Crude oil stronger today, up $1.04 a barrel, 36.48 helping. And the Dow Jones at this point up about 160 points here. So again, mixed on the day. We'll have to see what kind of follow-through we possibly get. And if we can get this corn to break out of that range and move to the upside, get some more short covering action there. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.